Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. Man, this is amazing. I got so much information and so much stuff to cover. I don't even know where to start, but to go on and get this stuff started, as I always do, I ask if you got any upcoming events or something you want to go on and broadcast or talk about. I'll give you a few minutes to open up the lines and let you come on and talk about that. Other than that, we will actually get started into this show here. I see several callers up as well, so I'm going to open up the lines. We've got 5675. Your line is open.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Hey, nothing. You go ahead and open up the other line, man.
Okay. I got 3469. Your line is open.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on, Chris? Better known as the Banshee Lover. Hey, he called right on the show talking to you.
Yes, man.
Look at Chris. Man, hey, you know what, Chris? We got to go on open these lines up, man, because I'm telling you, man, I had a damn good time down in Birmingham, man.
I did too, man. I'm not going to lie to you.
Hey, you got people that lost races, and you got people that won races. But one good thing, it was racist.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It was racist.
You know, I think I had on them guys like Caleb, that man, with a hand-clutch bike racing, grudged out, slider bikes and everything. Them boys lost, but they kept trying.
Yeah, they definitely done that.
And look at the boy Wayne with the 14. Wayne running grudge boosters with a street bike.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
It was a good turnout, man. Them boys was flatfoot showing their true colors. Them boys was racing.
Man, they definitely was battling. I'm not going to lie to you on that.
They was flatfoot racing, man. They was racing.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
Yeah, man. I ain't been to a race like that in a long time, man. That was racing like that.
Really?
I'm talking about every time keep on go down through, somebody building something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. We got two more lines to open here, man. We got 7569. Your line is
fellas,
hey, what's up with you, man? We got 1948. Your line is open.
Fellas, what's going on tonight? What's up, Shawty?
Hey, what's going on with you?
It's Mark.
What's going on with you, Mark?
I can't call it, dog.
We need to have
some more damn racing like Birmingham.
You ain't lying, man. I swear they do.
Well, I don't think about down there, boy. It's hot as a mug down there, that hole down there, boy.
You push them. I tell you what, when them motherfuckers say last in the mound, they mean exactly that. I thought I had got lost one of them motherfuckers.
Maybe you, hey, I agree with you on that, boy.
I tell you what, you fuck around and get drunk and leave that track, you're going to be in the world of goddamn trouble. I was driving with my knee trying to roll a goddamn blood. I throw weed everywhere.
God knows, man.
Yeah, I thought I had took the wrong turn.
Man, you can come out of there acting a fool if you want to, boy, and hit that
girl.
Well,
you ain't got to worry about it.
Get that record, because you're going to need a record. Yeah, you ain't got to worry about it.
Came on around late on that night.
Oh, yeah, like I said, man. You know, it's like everybody just put their Griffiths just decided and just started racing, man. Even though it was a whole bunch of money, a whole lot of money, they raced. There you go.
That was going on, man. Everybody and their mama was doing a little $500, $200, $300 races, man. I'm talking about Antonio, Wayne, and Antonio, Lou, two of them, man, they had to race about five or six times. Yeah, we ran five times.
Yeah, y'all ran five times with the Musa. And look. That same left, two to steer up three, four times in that left lane when he hit the little hump.
Yeah, every time he hit that hump, that just went up and down.
That's the only thing I can say about that whole race was that left lane was a little tricky.
Right.
They say the big end was a little funky.
When you make the transition from the concrete to the asphalt, you too far to the left, I mean to the right, there's a little dip right there. That's why you notice them bikes are going up and down.
That's the same thing they go up and down. That's why. And look what it did. When that mama got that right up right there on the 330 shit, that they went up and down. Yep. She did. You're exactly right. That 330, you're exactly right. That was that hump down there in the middle of that track, right there about the 330. It's a bigger hump right there. Yeah, I got a salute, goddamn little Jack. And fuck,
bro.
I swear to God, after them boys,
we
took them bike down the track, goddamn, it got on the top of here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
everybody
was standing around. I'm telling you, them boys, man, Jesus, them boys, I'm really proud of them boys, man. Them boys really stepped up to the plate, man. They raced. I don't care for $50. I don't care. They raced. And that's
man,
what you want to see. You want to see racing.
Man, y'all missed it. Them boys ran on feet for $1,000. Little Zach and somebody that weighed Caleb there. Right before y'all got there, as soon as I got to the track, as soon as they opened the stage of lane, I meant the stage of lane's up. You know, that way everybody will fall down, they'll see this way down the middle.
Yeah, I see them boys got out of that old feet, little Jack took it, saw how that bad, beat everything.
Hey, man,
He turned that on Taylor, man. I didn't see that. Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. You talking about that one with the green and white? With that white and gray one. Man, you got to realize, Taylor fighting up for with a hand clutch. With a hand clutch, man. The man had a true hand clutch. And that boy got a CC auto.
So, you know, like
I said, I take my hat off to them boys, man. They did damn good. Yeah,
they definitely done that.
Byron,
your line
is open, too, man. Yeah, anybody say they was at that race at that track and couldn't get a race
because they didn't want to race. Did nobody get no break? I'm talking about everybody head up, lights down, everything head up, let's go. Everything. Everybody was head up. Yeah, everything head up, let's go. Everything. If them boys can get a raid like that, but everybody at the come, the big money, a track that we know go home, it'll be ugly. It'd be really ugly. I think the only thing about team money, they got the curse. All thing I can say, fellas, look like we have found once again the true meaning of grudge racing. Birmingham has shown out. Thank you.
Birmingham showed out, man. Birmingham showed out. Yes, they did. I give my salute to them out there for even getting the race.
Yeah.
And what was so sad about it, it wasn't a big track. I mean, it was a little, I ain't going to call it a hole in the wall track, but a little small track, man. Look how much racing took place.
Lots of it.
That's how it deal, Chris. You give a big race in Rockingham and all the places, you're going to have a lot of people, a lot of bikes, but you're going to have a lot of talking and no racing.
Hey, y'all right about that goddamn name. Man, when I stopped at the bottom of that hill and I saw that thing, he said, are you going to get up there? I said, oh, yeah, no problem. He said, be well. Man, I stopped up there. I said, oh, shit, I had to go on a little gear. What the fuck? Mom was in that goddamn big truck, so I know he got up there. Oh, man, I was all moving on the lane.
It was rough now. Don't think it wasn't rough now. It was clear up.
Yeah.
Man, I was in a Corvette, and I said, God damn. I was in a Corvette. So I knew that place was rough. So, yeah, you ain't gonna climb. It's one track. You know, everybody leave the race track and I want to find a little rubber. You want to rubber when you leave that. Because you know,
it's rubber. You burn the rubber you want to, you better be calling a goddamn straight fall.
Down the hill, down the hill.
I'm not going to lie to you. When I pull it off, man, them curves are looking kind of good to me because that's what I love to do is hit the curves and stuff. But the only thing that saved me that night was a car in front of me, and they kind of slowed down about 5 miles per hour, man, because now they're kind of low to the ground, so I can go around those curves or whatever. But
yeah.
That was the only thing that kind of made me mad was, man, that car in front of me.
Yeah, mine did low to the ground, too, but I don't got that ground around them curves. I was hopping.
Man, you
from
over there. You used to have a little station wagon. I was in a Corvette. I was driving like I was in a station wagon, man. I was a guy.
I
know, man.
I was
like, damn.
I think that was the first time that they ever had a bike event there, was
it? Man, I went there when that track was over. Man, I went there in the late 80s, I went to that track.
Okay.
I don't remember that, it was like that going through, but I guess it was like that, it just been so long ago. But I remember the track was down in between two mountains. I do remember that, but they have made it, redid it and made it look a whole lot better now. But, hey, look here. When you on your way, man, look, I'd rather stay in the track. I'd rather not go in the entrance of the track or come away from the track. I'd rather just stay in the track. Drop me down there, no problem. Ain't nothing. I hate for you to leave that piece. I bet you be wild. Your ass will be big as oil cans when you make it to the bottom of the hill.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And
they had you on the VIP, had the bit over there in the tent, all the you want over there in the tent. These are not the shit.
And it was one little slight problem, y'all. Where did they get some of the race cars from the race car junkyard?
Man, there were some regular ass cars, man. Oh, my. You see that white car?
Oh.
I don't know. That's exactly, man. Anybody going to VMP on the 27th of September?
Virginia.
Oh, what they got up there? Bruce, take us on.
Cecil got a horsepower hustle race.
Oh, see, that's right. Cecil got that thing up there. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Cecil got that thing up there. Yep, he sure do. Yep, he sure do. That's exactly right. I hadn't heard nothing about it, but... Man, we just get together and get... man, and get another race like that song.
Yeah, like
and then you know the funny part about it, man. I'm going to tell you, man, God is good. Let me tell you something, man. It rained all over that track, all around that track, not at that track.
Everywhere.
Except that track.
Man, bro, you look down at the finish line, you'll see nothing but lightning.
Lightning so bad it's pathetic. We got a few little sprinkles, that's it.
Man, I was coming down swimming. I was coming down a 59 coming back towards the time from Texas, and it was pouring down. So, man, I was like, well, let me just keep on riding. I got to Birmingham, and you're right. It was thunder light over that valley track.
Yeah.
I salute Caleb now, man. Caleb never came, all them North Carolina guys, that some boy came down the road with a 40% chance of rain, bro.
You just have to tell the truth sometimes. You know, I know, you know, a lot of people, you know, we got haters all over the world. A lot of people say, oh, man, Kevin got their head twice and this, that, blah, blah. But listen, them boys took a hand clutch bike and raced girls' bikes, head up.
All day.
All night long.
All night long.
Wasn't it running the slider bikes ahead, or they just...
They just want to be Caleb, I guess. Hell, look at Wing. He took a hand clutch 14 and ran a grass booster.
Hey, man, that's
how the
Wing got it flying.
Man, yeah, Wing still, you see how when he ran that street bike, he stood up 12 o'clock and came down the Wing and got him.
Hey, man, that 14 ride, bro.
Yeah.
That bike went to 1 o'clock, man.
That bike went to 1 o'clock and came down the Wing caught that man. And see, another thing about the 1,000, they got to be at an 8-mile race because they got a better chance with a booster at an 8-mile track than a quarter-mile track. So there's like a lot of races going on.
Yeah, I like that booster that
Buckner
got, too.
Y'all know all the
action on in Alabama. All the action was in Union County when CC won the hand clutch race.
Come
on, man.
Be quiet. Hey, man.
No,
hey, man.
Who
the hell is
CC?
Man, leave him alone. Don't even. Oh, come on, man. Get out. Did I tell you on Facebook leave that alone?
You know CC can't win no damn hand, because when he raced, what, all the tired of people are in it?
Get away, red. Girl.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
Hey,
y'all,
that's
CC
got there, folks. That
ain't
your second win of the year, y'all. Leave
me alone. But now, been the girl beat him the first time?
Did the lady beat him the first
time? She won
my new ad the first time. See,
he was on a nitro bike. And she was on a motorbike.
Yep.
That would be enough right there. He shouldn't open his mouth about nothing.
Well,
he shouldn't open his mouth about nothing.
They race for six decks, Sean.
For six decks?
Yeah, $6. I know.
Man, look here. Hey, look here. Get a truck and cut. Get a push a baby chicken off the bridge. Get out.
But hey, all I know about they say about 50 people at Roger Reed.
What?
50-5-0.
No. They have 50 people there, man.
Hey, and half of them was the staff.
Oh my lord.
Boy,
and I know Tim I'm coming across the cut, you know, he got to have somebody to carry, you know what I mean? He got to have somebody to carry his suit. He got to have somebody to push the bike, so he got 10 in his own team right there. So they got and they had 25 people in the staff, so they had a 15 spectator.
Hey,
y'all didn't see the picture that CC took with him and had the camera pointing toward the crowd when absolutely nobody in the stadium. Golly. You mean to tell me CC didn't know about to go? And they were Ray Charles.
And they were Ray Charles.
He conceived.
Ray Charles. With that back door of the camera, come on. Two of the most hated drug races.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah,
no. One got a blue shoe and one got an orange shoe.
Oh. Golly.
Hey, y'all
answer
this for me. If Rossi had
a
red light, who y'all think
would have
won?
I think Rossi.
Rossi would have
won. Because I was on the other end of the track down there, man, when they was coming down through there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm going to just leave it at that.
I already knew Rossi would have beat him.
I didn't see the rain. That's why I asked.
Yep, I knew he would have beat him. But I tell you what, that boy Slick, you know, that's my first time really hearing about him. I tell you what, he's starting to earn a lot of respect, I tell you that much.
Yeah, no, I got to give him that much, though.
That goddamn boy Slick, he's going to earn his respect.
Hey, Slick is 185 pounds, and that bitch rides.
Yeah, he rides.
Slick rides that whole smash bike.
He's about to ride
the
one bike.
Yeah, that whole smash bike, that green 1000.
Oh, okay.
They missed the motor on that bike. That's why they
won
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that boy run good, man. He rocked that bike.
Slick ride the shit out of that bike.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you another thing I like about him, man. When they got that street talk class together, man, did nobody complain? Everybody said, man, look, here we go.
That's right.
Yeah. It wasn't know how long this bike was or whatever. This man got a slide on his bike. This man got a hand clear. It wasn't none of that, man. Them boys went on locked in the money and got the race.
Hey, man. Hey,
yeah,
man. That's the best race I've been to this year.
Yep.
That's the best race I've been to since I started fucking around with these motorcycles.
That was a good damn race.
That reminds me of back when we used to go to Twig. When Twig was open, see, when one race jumped out, you had races after races after races.
Yeah. Just like when Pro Star used to be here, just like when Pro Star was here, with the girls, man, they couldn't wait for girls. You had people that didn't get to the track to that evening to just to see girls. That's how it used to be.
Yeah.
Man, girls was crowded in the damn race.
Bro, if we can get at least three more of them races off like that this year, we'll be all right.
Well, yeah. I'm telling you.
What?
I'm telling you.
You're all right. Swim with the baby.
Yep. I like that, though, man. We had a damn good time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had a damn good time, man. Come here. I tell you what. Everybody that grabs race after the weekend, they won a race or they either lost a race, but they raced.
I got to tell you something else, too. I got to give Lil Jack props, too, man. That boy jumping on bikes. Did you see him on B&L with a bike?
Let, Lil Jack didn't give a shit.
Lil Jack ran in. Lil Jack wrote the one thing. He wrote the damn line, didn't he?
Yeah, he wrote
Black Line. Yeah, he wrote
Black Line. Yeah, he did. On one wheel.
Yeah.
Hey, and he did the same thing. He got out there with that little hump in that left lane and shit, but like line went to left.
Yep.
Okay.
Same thing Peter did. Got right in the left hump, went in there.
Same thing about that bike
never
went.
Yeah. Nope. I'm amazed on it. Anybody try to raise your mountain?
All right.
Well, I don't know. Did Billy Mays even make a hit? I don't think Billy Mays had his little accident, man. He didn't make no hit.
Fonz was trying to race. You know, Fonz had that back here that he was trying to race, but man, that track wasn't good enough for no two-step.
Right.
No, that track was not good. I said, Fonz, you got to let that two-step go, man, and just block it out of there. You ain't going to use a wide open block of two-step on this track. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
It ain't going to hold that. Not with those street guys. It ain't going to hold that far.
I'd like to see that same crowd at either Yo-Yen or somewhere like that they're going to hold that power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be the race so bad. And you didn't have no problem getting no bet. You didn't have no problem getting no bet. Everybody was gambling on the side. Everybody.
Yeah, I get a lot of them. They got a fault fight running pretty good.
That might look damn good if the cup race next month, they'll come and do some grudging like that, if they let us grudge right like they're supposed to. But I don't think you have enough time, son.
That's a cup race.
Well, Shawty, and they got the race coming up in next month?
Let's talk about them races, I mean, in October or something.
Yeah.
That'll
be a good race if everybody that showed up in Birmingham like that, they come to Memphis and all the rest of the stuff. I think it'll be good down there, too.
Yeah, it will be, because it's going to be good. You know what I mean?
Yep, it'll be good. We already came to the conclusion. We going to Memphis.
Well,
we're the other. We going to Memphis. Oh, yeah. This is a good track. Good facility. Rob ain't got no raid that they do it. You know, he ain't have a raid. I hope he don't. Exactly.
I like that
old
Turbo
1000. Every time they tried, Roger had
one and then hit the class. You talking
about that old bike, Morgan? Yeah. Man, they got
the
old bike. Get some well. Don't that bike got matches on it, too?
I don't know.
That bike got matches on Psycho Bike a while back, but he said when he brought it out and got it right, he was going to run Eddie Kane and Ed Fuss and all them. Is that the same 1000?
Who was this?
He got too much shit on that bike that can blow up. Yeah, man. Well, no, it's more forgiving without that methanol alcohol than gas.
That was it. The turbo. And he made a lot of boost, too, boy.
What the? Hey, and leave out the slave, but when he hit the six foot, that motherfucker.
Yeah, that track just wasn't quite right for him.
That's right. Yeah, he was too much power for that track.
he spent all the way down there.
Yeah, that tackle too. That tackle wasn't good enough for him. Yeah, he couldn't. He couldn't do nothing with that.
But boy, I bet if he ever get to a track where he can turn that dog loose, man, I don't think he's gonna be ready for that.
I believe he's gonna go over there, Chris. I ain't lying. I believe he's gonna go right over there. Cause he's putting way too much on the Chinese, man. That thing goes, man. The way he's trying to boost it, you let him fuck up into a good tech hooker. That's something. The bike gonna get down to the track. Let's tell you what's gonna happen to a situation like this. The bike gonna go down the track. He's not gonna be still standing at the start line. That don't happen to this shit. That nigga gonna ride up under him. That nigga gonna ride up under him.
Yeah. I don't know. It was spinning, but it still looked good going down that track.
You can hear the power it's making. You can hear it. You got a flatter, two-step, turbo, nitrous, alcohol, 1,000, right, long, slick. You got everything. You can't put nothing else on.
Yeah, he got three bikes in one.
What you saying? So he got three bikes in one.
He got three bikes in one. Hell, he got a nitrous bike. He got a turbo bike. Oh, you
have
to wait.
But
he's
trying
to wait. Now I got to go.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
What the next race coming up?
Where you got? Let's
see.
Up
the road, Virginia.
You talking about up on the East Coast?
Let me rephrase that question. What the next 8-mile race? Because it seems like them quarter mile boys ain't doing too good.
Well, they got one this weekend over in Texas.
And they oh, look, I can't make
that one. I don't know anymore on an 8-mile. Don't Grip have something coming up? Over the Holiday Beach?
What? No, it's three races on October 4th. You got a Grip race. You got the guy that Didi with having something at Stateside. And then you got Racine having that thing at Union.
Yeah, and then we got one over in Louisiana, too, on the 4th.
Good going.
God, yeah.
But that Louisiana race is towards the more than towards the Texas, so it shouldn't even affect the guys over in on that end of town over there.
I hope they get that race. That Michael Phillips proposed a race on Michael bike. I mean on Facebook.
If he don't blow his bike up this weekend, I think that's gonna be a good race over there. And Super Bowl saying that he gonna race one of them too. I would love to see those guys do a horses race.
Yeah.
Well,
Mike,
I want to see him.
Well,
I kind of don't want to. Huh?
I said the race, you know, the race Mike was talking about, everybody put in $500 or whatever.
Right.
I'd
love
to see that jump off.
It's in the making, man. I think they just got to work out the kinks and stuff with it now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just glad these guys are racing, man, because they do a lot of talking, a lot of whooping. And you know, already, it ain't gonna be for all that money, man. You know, we got people having hard times and stuff. You know, the system, you know, the cost of living and stuff has been got. You know, other things do than the chance on using that money already. So we understand that, man. $500, man. You ain't gotta bet no $5. So nobody think you more than what you really. You ain't gotta do that. Look at them boy on the weekend. $500, $200.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. Man, if a motherfucker walk up to me talking about that $5,000 race, I'm going to punch him dead in his goddamn group.
Yeah, man, you know, you get 500 more than you have.
Yeah, damn right.
If you win.
And
you lose 500, I just don't think it takes that much longer to get it back.
Yeah, what, sir? After that 500, you got them. If you want to bet 25, you got a couple more chances. You got them get right back in the water with that song that you get.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah. Them boys were racing, man. Them boys were racing, man. I know Caleb had to run 5 or 6 races.
Man, Caleb had to run at least 10.
Caleb ran the white bike twice.
Man, them boys had to run about 10 times. With all the bikes they brought, they had to run at least 10 or 15 times.
Hey, man.
Come here.
It was some racing now. From the time I got there to when they started racing, the song went down, then people started racing and didn't stop. to the Chris Cole.
Well, we first got that, man. We had a little couple of issues with the booth. Student went over there in the trailer, did what he had to do, and got it right at the end of the night.
Yep, exactly.
You know, it wasn't no complaining. Everybody enjoyed each other. Wasn't nobody beefing with each other. No, you know.
Yeah, exactly. We ain't got nobody bored.
What the hell going on? I don't know, Shannon. Maybe on the part of the board, the pros, they're working on the board, so it may be people out there. So if you're listening, you're trying to key in, just give me a few minutes. I'm working on this system as we speak, so just bear with me.
Okay.
But I'm sure everybody should have something to say tonight.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, I got respect for everybody who raced. I don't give a damn they lost. They raced. There wasn't no talking. I bet on the side. And I raced it. I lost a race. I'm not mad. You hear me trying. And I just got to get
out of the race. You little bitch. Try to talk my way.
Little street bike race, but hell, it was a race.
Man, there was so much racing going on. Them boys probably would have ran the goddamn school if somebody wanted to race the school.
Yeah, I remember. They just showed their true colors, man. That's all. You know, quit saying you can go to a girls race and don't race. If you go to a girls race, hell, I'd rather not go if I ain't going to race. What am I going to look for? Hell, I want to race.
Right.
Hell, I can get on YouTube and see everything that happened. Hell, I want to race. Because you know somebody's going to be there with their camera. Every time somebody goes on the track, they're going to post that shit on YouTube.
It almost, you know, you can damn near stay at home. Yeah, because it's almost like you were getting live feed at the track, man.
Yeah, exactly. Damn, you can step by step, you ain't got to pay a dime. And I didn't go, hey, man, I'm mad as hell about that shit, too, man. I done risked my life going up this goddamn mountain, and sometimes they're sitting at home, ain't went nowhere, looking at the same shit I'm doing there. Man, I'm mad about that shit.
Hey, they were waiting on feet, too, wasn't
it? Hey, Chris, you know who I'm talking about? That goddamn quiz off. You at home looking at this shit, and I'm about to kill myself going up this goddamn mountain.
I'm gonna put y'all on mute, man. I gotta get me some fuel.
Hey, they were raising on feet too, wasn't it? Asphalt had a little video out there, man, where they was getting ready to line up or something with a foot race.
Lil Jack, and somehow that was with Caleb them, I believe.
Yeah, he said Lil Jack took his shoes and socks. So he took his shoes and socks off.
Lil Jack pulled his pants up to his goddamn neck.
Hey, Antonio, you know how they look like a goddamn baby, baby Abraham Lincoln with a goddamn beard.
Sorry, I ain't fucking with you, man. Finish
up, I get my feel, man. Goddamn Lil Jack, but that's something to race, though. I get that much credit. That's both of the race.
Yeah, he got hard, man. He won.
Yeah, win or lose, that motherfucker race. He definitely race, though. Hey, and you can't knock him for that. You cannot knock him for that. Now, he's real race.
Indeed.
And I'm proud of Bill Atlanta and him. You know, of course, Lil Richard wasn't there. They still race with their bike. They still race.
Yeah.
You know, they had a ride to the bike, but they didn't complain. They put somebody else on it and got in the box.
Yep.
Man, these people race, man. These people race. Even Big Red and them, they bike one level hoop. They still race.
So did. Yeah.
Still race.
I was surprised, yeah.
Yeah, they still race.
Holy shit. Where'd that mother come from? What the hell?
Hell yeah, them boys ain't hooked. They ain't hooked but one time. That's the last pass of the night. But the rest of the time, them boys spin it, and they still race. Got hard, man.
Get my leg.
Yep, them folks still race. You must be telling the truth, because Custom Cut ain't got his ass on here yet. You know, hey, wait a minute. Hold on, fellas. Wait a minute, fellas. Hold on. Let me get the record straight. Let me get the record straight, fellas. She didn't beat me the first time. I was sandbagging, fellas. She didn't win the first race, fellas. Wow. And we had more than 15 spectators. I just showed y'all a picture of the bathroom. It was 15 people waiting to use the bathroom. That's what y'all saw. They were using the bathroom. It was 20 bikes, yeah. We had my bike, my two bikes. We had the girl's bike. And we had the scooter that the starter man was using. We had the...
Oh, man.
Yeah, no one out of there. That's pitiful. Everybody.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yes,
crazy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
God don't like ugly, man. That's all you can say. God don't like ugly.
Sure don't. Sure don't. You sure got that right. You'll get yours one way or another. One way or another. You ain't gonna come down there. You ain't gonna come down there rough. Because you don't think nothing gonna go on, and then nothing go on at your place, at your race. Yep.
Yeah.
Then nothing going. We out there having a ball. I know they're laughing. Oh, it's going to rain out, man. Look at the weather, man. Look at the weather. We down there racing like cats and dogs.
Weather 50% all around us. They touch snow.
Racing. It rained everywhere. I'm coming. It rained on my way down there. Raining. Rain coming through. Jasper, it's raining like crazy. Right to the track. Ain't nobody raining. Ain't raining nowhere. They racing. It was raining. It's a blue Jasper. Raining like crazy. Mm-hmm. I had a good time. I ain't gonna lie to you. I had a good time. I had a damn good time.
Too.
I wish all the races be like that, man. It'll make you want to go. It'll boost you, you know, boost your the spirit up, man. You know, get your willpower. You know, maybe you want to go, you know, because it's going to be racing. It's going to be some racing.
Let me see. Eugene, I think your line is open, man. Are you there?
I'm here, Chris.
Okay, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Oh, yeah, we're
going
pretty good, man.
Oh,
hey, man. We're
going
pretty good, man. We talking about this good race we just went to last
day. I know. I've been listening to y'all, but I ain't had no race. I mean, I think I like that race for the $60 shit, $400. Yeah.
Anyway, how much money cost one out there?
$20.
Hey, that man out there,
$20 bill. Oh, $20. Hey,
cousin
spent $500 in fuel, and he didn't want to split it off. But look, hey, Shine.
Hey,
Shine.
Huh?
Yeah, what? He had 19 more people put in a dollar. So he actually came out for a dollar.
Hey, you know what's from the killer pot? The girl whooped it on the first time, so they lost it.
Yeah, so we'll see if they ran for $60. They ran for $60 the first time the girl was saying, and she beat him. Then he come back and ran for $80, and he beat up, and so that made him network at $20. And then he talking about a bunch of girls racing, and he bragging. He ain't got the nerve enough to talk about the woman after he done got $20. Huh, man, come on.
Man, Custom Cutting Lord of the Earthworm.
I just can't believe.
Custom Cutting Lord of the Earthworm, man.
Man, he should have been over there shaking. He should have been over there shaking that lady's hand that she even ran him.
Hey, man. Y'all leave CC alone. He was
under
contract. He had to be there.
Well, that's okay. I understand that. I ain't got no problem with that. But don't throw tonight like you done came out there. You done won the lottery. How he beat the snot out the poor woman, man. He done made his money. He done made $20. By the time he bought a hamburger and a drink, hell, he was through. He made $5.
That's probably mine. Hey, no, wait a minute, y'all. How about this here? Look, The concession stand closed, man. There wasn't enough people. There wasn't enough spectators for an open. So the concession stand went open. So on the way to the house, you must went to McDonald's.
Hey, sir, we're
going to
get you a check, man.
We're going
to
get you a check, man.
You ain't been doing no damn work.
Hey, I'm telling you now, the manager, look, you got to have 35 people better. They have 15 people, man. Just go over there and stand up.
Hey, man, we're going to get you a check. Hey, we're going to get you a check, sir.
I'm telling you, you can open it. Uh-uh. I'm telling you. That's a good boy. They need a knuckle.
Look out for the guys that's still trying to get in, man. Just give me a few more minutes. I'm still trying to work on this board. I don't think it froze up, so that's what I'm dealing with now. So we just going to have to continue the conversation we have here until I can fetch some more people in.
Hey, Chris, I'm just
letting you know, you're going to get bad.
I got to get him to dust his walker.
Even after he went down, he still was trying to get on that all motorbike and race.
Yes, he was.
I'm talking about after he went down, he got a big cut in his left hand. I think in his left hand. He still was trying to get on that 14 to ride.
Yes, he was. I'm telling you, man, hey. Everybody stepped up to the plate there.
Yeah, I tell you what, if they had been me that fell, I'll tell y'all, all y'all was the most likely to kiss my ass that night.
but see, you know, when you go down on a bike, you have to get back up that particular day and go on and get back on it. You know, because if you sit there, it might be some fair.
That ain't what it is. Gus is just still young and crazy, see?
He's right on up.
He just crazy in the hill. He hit the ground and found back up. Our old ass hit the ground. Goddamn, we're going to lay there at least for a minute.
Hey, we're going to lay there for a minute.
Then start raising motorcycles out there, which was fun.
Yep. getting the face beat off of him. Yep, getting the face beat off of him.
All right, now we're back in business. I think, let's see here. No, I don't see nobody with their hands up.
No. Anybody trying
let
to
me
get
see
it?
If I can pet some people in now. Wow. Okay, here we go. 5813.
Hey Chris, this Hall's new. We're gonna do the racing union October 18th.
Okay.
We have a hand club shootout and a street toss shootout.
Okay. All right. Junior, that's a quarter mile or 8 mile track.
It's
a
8 mile.
Okay.
We trying to do it like y'all boys did it at Alabama Saturday.
Okay.
Oh yeah, they did it.
Hey, I hate I missed it. I had to work.
That's all right.
Yeah,
we
boy, you would have got some nice pictures in that day.
Cause old paparazzi was out there.
Yeah, he.
How you gonna say come here? I ain't big as a
man. Man, Map didn't know what to do, man.
Hey,
Harborview.
Chris,
yeah. Hey,
did you check on your dad and make sure he okay?
Dipping a knockout.
Who my dad is? My dad is standing right here helping me work on my car.
I'm talking about you. You know Dust your dad, boy.
Whatever. Hey, y'all know he a soldier.
Oh yeah, he's a soldier.
Yeah, he's cool to do, man.
Special announcements or something you want to make tonight?
No, man, I just want to sit back and listen to these boys, listen to the legend shine, you know what I'm saying? I learned a lot from that fella. I ain't never met him in person, but I take my hat off.
Smiley be riding the bike now.
Hey, dog. Smiley, all the thing about Smiley, he scared me, and I'm glad he didn't win it.
Yeah, he scared me with them wheelies, too.
He scared me with the piss on me with them wheelies. But, I tell you what, this is God on the truth. Smiley will ride anything. And if you put him on it, your bike going to do one thing or another. He's going to go or he's going to blow, because he's going to grab the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If I had any more events, that would be out of count. Yep.
I don't think he in it for the love of the sport. I really don't.
Like I said before, Roger came in the game. That first Shady Side race, but everybody went to because it was the first race of the year. He made a promise. When he seen a dollar sign come in, he just went whoop crazy.
Yep. Now you can't buy a race. That's what happened though. When you get greedy and you don't do things right, and people start talking about, ain't nobody gonna show up. Look what happened to him.
Well, it ain't even that time. He crossed so many people down the wrong way.
That's what happened.
You know what I mean? Earlier that week, man, I made a post on Facebook. He posted Union weather, and he posted Alabama weather. To me, that's some bitch shit.
Yeah.
You know, that's the shit that a female do.
Yeah. Yeah, but now check it out. Alabama didn't have real good weather, but we end up what race anyway. Look, they turn out. Look, he had sunshine. Look what happened. Sunshine, somebody have a clown cut and cut up in there.
Oh, man.
Before,
man.
And that
lady
beat him half to death.
I got... I don't even understand CeCe. CeCe said he fought a sport, but then he turn around and goes and go kicking with somebody who you know ain't doing nothing for the sport.
All right, man. Yeah, we were supposed to go to Chicago, but...
Time, real talk. Long way you been in the game, how many times have somebody told you they'll pay you to come and they're ready not to go to somebody else?
Nah, ain't nobody going to do that, man.
And that's what Roger started off doing. He called around, and he asked for thousands of people this and that, but people said, no, look here, man, don't do that. You know, if people going to come to your raid, they're going to come. He went behind everybody back, and he went and said, okay, I'm going to give you a contract. And when that one race blowed up in his face, and where was he at? Union?
It was in Mooresville, wasn't it?
No, it was in Union, I think it was in Union, because I went to War Shoals that day. I think the track 45 miles apart. If he got rained out, War Shoals had a packed track.
Oh, yeah, that was, I can't think of the name of that track.
You know, you can't make promises if you can't keep. You done told all these people, you come up here, I'm going to pay you, and then all of a sudden it rains. You still got to pay them folks, man, because they can't. They should have kept them.
Look, guys, we got two more callers here, man. We got 6661. Your line is open.
Yo, what's happening, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
All right, Shine, what's happening, Shine?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, look, you was right, man. Alabama, them races went down, bro. I was very impressed. But I got to take my hat off to Extreme Motorsports. I call Allen the professor. Allen had 12
Allen
races.
Allen them showed out. You're right. Allen them
yeah,
showed
should.
Out. Yeah,
they had 12 races and only lost one. I took my hat off to them. Like Shine said, I had a good time, man. I enjoyed myself. I was fiending like a crackhead, but nothing I could do. I can't control, you know.
Me and Mayo around there fiending, boy.
I finally got a standing meet video.
Well,
yeah,
who's that?
This Antonio, man.
Oh, okay, yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm fine. I
still don't have nothing to punish nobody with, so I went there humbled, but I had a good time. Me, Shine, Ryan, all of us, man, we bet on every race.
Man,
they must have had about 40 goddamn races. I kid you not. I swear to God.
Hey, Ryan was down at the start line like a little fat kid that wants a cake. He was betting on everybody in
it, goddamn
body.
Oh, man. We had a good time.
They got down, run from one side of the track to the other side, trying to get a goddamn penny. But Ryan, Shine, you're talking about that orange 1000, that turbo, man, that thing is real good. I'm telling you, just wait till you get to what he's hooking. If you see him make a pass, then watch the motorcycle.
The motorcycle ran out of track. Dude gonna be still standing sideline.
Yeah, I saw the little guy named Billy. Who was for? They called that bike the Little Rocket. Little Rocket.
I don't know.
Mayo.
He's right. He's gonna slide over. If he did it right, he's gonna.
Yeah, it got down there real good, real nice.
Uh-huh.
But, man, it was some serious racing.
Hey, Shana, you should have seen Mayo. He was over there drooling like, damn, should I set my bike up for the eight?
No, well.
I don't think he wants that.
Look, let me tell you, I was fiending just the race like a crackhead, but I don't think I want none of that eight action. They can have that action. I ain't going to lie. I'm just waking up at the 8th, man. I'm lazy until I get, you know.
That man lay over there twisting the throttle with the boy.
Right.
Mayo was into it now.
Look, that was a 6-hour drive from me. I hopped in that car and I said, shit, I got to go check it out. They say they get it in down there. I ain't going to lie. They get it in down there.
Yes,
it wasn't
all.
Yeah. I ain't lying.
Yes, they do.
I was very impressed.
I got to hit him, boy. I got to salute the boy. Even though the track went at the best, but none of them guys complained about lane.
Right.
Whatever lane they got in there, make the best.
You had to deal. You just had to deal with that. Exactly.
And
right.
I think that's how it's supposed to be, man. I mean,
you take
what the track can offer you and move on.
You can't
get
a good lane all the time. You know, you sometimes you get a good lane, sometimes you don't.
Right.
I had all the Kenneth. Kenneth did everything in his power to try to get that track right.
Yeah.
Right.
Even though they had the man down there standing, the little man was riding on the back of the tractor. He was standing on the side while the man was
driving
the down the track. They did everything they said they were going to do.
Another caller, guys. I'm not meaning to cut you off. We got three callers. 4578. Your line is open.
Okay.
4578, your line is open. All right. We got 6538. Your line is open.
Nice to meet you, Chris, this weekend.
All right, what's going on? All right, man. Nice to meet you, too, dude.
What up, man?
Yeah. Not too much. What's going on with you?
Nothing. I just clicked on here and listened to y'all for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what up, man?
Hey.
How many times your son will call and check on you?
That was crazy, man.
Hey, you see when Wing lost that race, he went around, Wing came whispering like, yeah, Wing said, Mayo, watch the next pass. We coming back out, he said, just watch the next pass. Man, Wing, 12 o'clock, mid-track on that 14.
Yeah,
huh?
And when they got him.
And when they got him?
But see, Mayo, this is what you ain't understanding, Mayo. The boy in the left lane hit that hump out there, and he broke loose. That's how Wing was able to catch him, because that boy was gold, man.
Yeah, he was. I ain't gonna lie.
Wing was going backwards.
Man, let me tell you, it was some good.
When that boy set that thing down, he went and got him. Because that boy had five breaking loose, so it was over.
Right. Sure did. But boy, I'm telling you, boy, Wing was way
up there.
That boy
was gone, man. That boy didn't come up in the air. That boy was gone.
Yeah, he did. Hey, that boy on that black 1000 slick. Boy, that boy was getting down the track, too.
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah, looking real good. And
my boy, hey, Mayo, so did my boy with that blue booster with that little pinstripe on it.
That's Buck. Oh, yeah. Now, Baby
yes,
Kingpin.
Sir.
Boy, he was hustling. He was hustling.
Baby Kingpin was getting it, wasn't he?
Yeah, man. I swear, hey, bro, those bikes were looking real good getting down that track. I ain't lying.
Yep.
I think my head off to them. They were all. Mm-hmm. And your boy, Lil Tootie, too. At the beginning, Lil Tootie was getting a little head knocked off. At the end, Tootie got right.
Tootie kept looking at that boy, that other bike. He was shut down. He would never go to the 330 and quit.
Right. But Tootie got right at the last two races, I think, the Tootie mm-hmm. won both.
Yeah, Tootie beat that boy last time. Yeah, he beat that
boy. Uh-huh. Yeah, he looked good, too, man. I enjoyed that. I'm not an eighth
hey,
of
man,
a mile.
Hey, man, looking good, man.
Yeah, I sure was.
I'm English looked good.
Hey, your boy from Atlanta with that flat slick Alley Cat. His little bike looking good. His bike was looking good too.
Yeah, he kept beating that 14 with the slick on it.
Yep, 14.
That 14
was
killing him at the gate. But he go catch that 14. I'm telling you, hey, that 14 hit that hump. I'm telling y'all, man.
No, let me tell you, 95%
of the racer was won in the right lane.
Right. The builder of that 14 called me today. They built that 14 to run me. He told me, I said, man, I'm 69.
Oh, Lord.
With a retire,
Lord.
I'm telling you what he told me. Now, this is what he told me. He said that the second kit, he said they just put the bike together, and he said the second Nexus kit wasn't kicking on. So that's the issue they were having with it out there. The second kit wasn't coming on, so hopefully him and that Alley Cat, him and Willie, you know, they tie back up again, you know, in the future.
Hey, if that boy's second kit wasn't coming on, ain't no way that Boots gonna beat him if that second kit come on.
Right.
Oh,
that's,
he was
that's
damn
near
beating him. He was on there beating him with the one kit.
Right, that's what he told us. Now you know the guy with the plastic boozer, it's the same guy with the orange 1000 with the turbo on.
We got two more lines. They ain't cutting me off. Let me go and open up. They've been on hold. We got 2041.
Okay.
Your line is open.
I enjoyed my weekend.
There you go.
I beat the panty draw over the female shootout champion. Yes, I did.
Whoa.
Yes, I did. Y'all don't want to hear about that?
No. Get him off our line.
Wow.
Get him off our line. We got another caller, guy. We got 3365. Your line is open, too. 3365. Your line is open.
Three, 3365.
Your line is open. All right, and then we got 1870. Your line is open, too.
Custom Gun.
Yo.
Custom. Could you elaborate on what happened to that little bit of the little girl?
His brother.
She beat him.
Well, I'm going to put it like this right here. I went out there to bait up the first race. They put me in the bad lane. They put me in the bad lane. I baited up, came back around.
The confusion, you know, what he said, everything, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because he's playing, he probably
like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because he was going to be
the
fight.
No
one wants to hear your story.
Say what now?
Hey, Sixty.
Yo.
Look, no, I don't want to go back and forth, argue nothing, but all just fine, man. I'll put Wonder Woman on Ernie Brown, and you and her go head up. You said you want to run females, you know what I'm saying?
You said 15 dots, right?
No, you know, it don't matter to me. It don't matter. I had some fun. I don't know about anybody else, but I had some fun.
Number 10 or 9, you start making them not fall off. But like the curves over and can get flattened out like
that's
100%. You get what I'm saying?
If it's flat across that, that was 100%.
That too.
Let's see if we can find where this background noise coming from.
I'm trying to explain it to you. This.
It goes like that now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dusty.
Yeah.
Hey, man, when y'all going to have Sam Cooke finish, man?
When it went straight,
it's finished now.
Oh, it's been announced. When y'all gonna run at VMP?
Yeah, we'll be there. Well, you wanna try
okay,
it?
Yeah.
I don't think he's gonna be there. He don't sound too confident.
I ain't gonna do that.
Oh, man, we ain't coming at far, Nick.
Hold on. John Maul, look, for real. What do you want me to say? I just said, yeah, it'll be there. Like, what you want me to do?
No, you don't sound too confident.
What you want me to say? You want me to act like a jackass like y'all?
Yeah.
I mean, it's only racing, man. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Yeah, it'll be there. Okay,
okay.
We'll race.
Okay, we'll see whenever the time come back around for it.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And we'll have the same conversation. Yeah.
So that ain't what I was told on the internet.
He said it got spinning problems. We've been fighting traction problems. I mean,
I can tell the way
you answer that. Y'all don't let the tone boys in.
I can tell the way you answer that.
What did I say? Yeah, it'll be there. Like, what you want me to say? Man, I've been racing all year. It don't excite me. I just, okay, let's race. Okay.
Hey, I see LOD continue their tradition of losing during the daytime.
I tell you what, we lost during the daytime. We did lose during the daytime. That we did, CC. But guess what? When the sun went down, we got to the money. We ain't get out there fast no damn $60 or $50.
Oh, I thought money ain't gonna
damn it, boy.
I mean,
hey
I can only bet.
They lost so much it took that much.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you this right here.
We did five races, and I guarantee the goddamn money didn't run out. He ran out of y'all.
He did run now. Don't try that like he didn't have legs.
No, it didn't run.
Y'all act like I drove away to South Carolina and didn't run nobody. They the one that put that girl out there against me. I don't care if they put a squirrel on the motorcycle.
Why, let me ask you this. Why, real talk, honestly, God, why didn't you come where you do competition for me?
Because my truck wouldn't make it that far.
That's too much like rice.
That boy crazy.
Nah. My truck wouldn't make it that far.
Now, see, they're going to call you a lie now. They're going to say you're lying.
That's that brand new truck.
Wow. Brand new truck.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
Antonio, let me ask you something now. Do everybody got to go through the same race?
No.
Hell yeah, everybody going the same.
You knew it was going to be no competition in you.
Hey, is anybody out here harassing my youngin'? I like to listen too. Huh?
Oh, yeah, this is the same guy that called me and told me to take it easy on them guys and girls.
Yeah, I told you quit harassing the ladies. That's what I told you.
Hey, Antonio and Alice, this is the thing right here. Everything that I said on the internet, I said right there at the track, man. It's all in fun.
Yeah.
But don't get beside yourself when you get on the internet and try to act like a babble, because I don't forget nothing. The man put his wife out there and said she needed to hear. Roger said, no, we can get a back cut.
Hey, I'm going to be honest, man.
You bring Roger fucking 1,000. We're going to put that motor 14 on your ass with death on that bitch.
No, I don't really. I mean, I just
said, You bring your nuts and your cut.
No, let me tell you something now. And this everybody on the radio. I was hired to ride that bike. Okay? I'm just a hired gun.
I'm telling you, if you can run around and brag about everybody.
I'm just saying, y'all
got
on that motor for
it. Here's what happened. He got tired of running guys. I mean, these ladies feel like, we wanted to commemorate, you know, what Lil got to do with this and, you know, Ike Turner, we wanted to do all
that.
Hey, we understand that.
Can y'all do me? John Paul and Eric, though, I just need y'all to do one favor. If Roger got me blocked, he got everybody else blocked. Tell Roger, 14, me and him for whatever.
Okay, I'll relate him.
Because he told Frank, when Frank got my bike together, he was going to get across my ass. And I want to give him the opportunity to do it.
Yeah. Okay,
All I ask is one thing, CC. All I ask is one thing.
Yeah.
Sit beside my damn son on Roger's shit.
I ain't got no problem.
I'm gonna tell you this, Antonio and Alice, I'm gonna send that money back to Carolina because I cheated in the race.
I disguised myself as a woman. I never did take my helmet off. They thought I was a woman. Okay.
Hey,
I mean,
I really can't believe you got in the win.
Yeah, I wanted to win, man. I do anything to win. Okay, and when I took my helmet off, they said, that's doggone custom cut. I said, the money mine now.
Could you tell them it was more than
money? Money mine, man.
That's cool.
Yeah,
all we ask, ZZ, we got that Motor 10, we got that Motor 14, and we'll peel your guys' earlobes off.
I understand that. You beat the woman, man. Hey, look, I call you custom. You can call me Mrs. Cut for all you want to. You can call me Mrs. Cut.
You and Chris Moore. Everybody ain't racing that.
I don't care what y'all say about me, man.
Yeah.
No.
We don't fuck around with it straight up and down.
No, Chris Moore lost a lot of them races. Chris Moore lost a lot of them races because when Custom Cut was sitting halfway on the track, his nose was sticking out that face shield and couldn't see.
I'm gonna go ahead and expose Chris Moore. He bought Kicking Rocks up there with grudged out. Kicking Rocks don't look like the same one. He got a street tie on it. They trying to disguise
it.
They got
like a goddamn turd, man. Ain't nobody scared of that motherfucker but somebody looking at that turd.
He don't give a damn about that snail. Johnny Mount feel some type of way
about
that fella there.
Johnny
Mount went off.
Hey, I want to tell you, Johnny, don't do it because the damn brother was Johnny Mount's fault
because he knew that was Pinocchio. When he seen his nose, he knew he was lying.
John Paul, chapter 13, verse 8. Is it you, my own boy?
That's my damn boy. That's cold, man.
Hey, Chris, they got the old school. He ain't no damn way, but he got some nice old school.
I got a question for Chris. When is somebody going to host another female hand for a shootout?
Man, hell no. You ain't going to get all female shit. Alex,
you fail to realize.
I'm saying, I know money is green, man.
This girl went over there and fucked up the women's day, man.
You
know what I'm saying? They had a hand for a challenge. This girl beat another girl to win that championship. Cut beat her.
But listen to what I'm saying, man. I feel like Roger didn't want to pay the man. So he told CeCe to get in and beat the woman and get his money.
Now, wait, hold on. I'm a shoot out champion. I ain't no prostitute now. Ain't nobody gonna be bossing me around now.
Hey, but guess what? CZ, who in the hell on this earth will get in there and beat up on some women besides your ass?
We
trying to bring women at your ass, so if you want a drama, you go.
Man, look here. Man, we got Ray White at the hop right now.
And I also remember, CC, money is green. So,
hey, I understand that. But
keep on getting that shit, it's green.
We got Ray White right here at the hop. I mean, he'll speak up for Custom Cut.
This is Ray White.
Hey, John Paul, I don't have a contract anymore.
I don't have a contract anymore, but we will lay hands on these females. The lighter they are, the harder they hit.
Look, hold that thought right there, guys. We got two more callers in. We got 1085. Your line is open.
DJ.
1085, your line is open.
Sound like a white dude.
All right, and we got 2474. Your line is open. 2474, your line is open.
Dang, this is Buck. This is Buck. Mr. Zipper White Boy.
Oh, this is Ace.
Hey,
let me tell you your white ass I got.
Let me tell you something, you.
Like a monk in BMP.
Let me tell you
please
something.
Please bring your white ass down there.
Hold on, guys. Wait, hold on 1 second here. 2474 here. Your line is open.
Oh, one moment, Dama.
This is
1085. Hold on, Buck, for 1 second.
Come on, you little motherfucker.
1085.
Buck, get your ass here. Them motherfuckers trying to do nothing. Fuck you.
All right. Shine, Louise, how are you on the phone, man?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Okay.
Hey, fuck you, Buck. What you going to do?
Let me tell you. This is Mr. Simple White Boys. I'm telling you here now, man.
No, that's not Buck now, man. That's not Buck.
That
ain't Buck. Hey, I'm glad y'all
got
it.
We got a date with Buck.
I'm glad you stopped him because he was about to go in on Buck.
I ain't going to tell no lie. I ain't going to tell Buck. I ain't scared of none of y'all black guys. I'm Mississippi White Boy.
No,
chapter 5, verse 1.
13 tonight, man.
I would have known you was a wicker. The way you did it. But look, I like Buck. But fuck him, though. When he on the other side, it's HGB. It's how y'all boom. But look, for real, though. CC got to stop beating up on women, man. He got to beat up on a man's own lady. Tell him a Ray Rice ass motherfucker.
I mean, he would have got a lot of races Saturday, though. He would have got more races
Okay.
We know he only good for one race.
Look, I'm not trying to knock CC. CC got paid for everything he did, man. And nothing is wrong with that.
$20.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But my thing, like I told him on the internet, my thing with that is, how can you support somebody who you know fake?
Well, let me tell you guys like this. Money
Green.
Hold up.
Let me tell you the reason why I heard that CC to come to Alabama. I heard that he said with too many men there.
Too many who?
They call that thing damn it boy.
So he went where the women were. Hold on, let me answer this. Let's just say CC came over there with Black Teaser. What, none of y'all cow was gonna run me? So why come over there? I wouldn't worry if people gonna run.
If you had
a
came on
that
Black Steeler, you wouldn't
have
ran nobody
because
you would
have
told that bitch up trying to get down the track.
I don't know. They had Billy Mays back over there now waiting on somebody to get, you know.
You see, Billy Mays,
I guarantee you they would not play a full power to Billy Mays trying to get down that track.
Hey, Chris,
you couldn't pay me to go down that track on that bike.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I'm
exactly.
kind of glad you didn't go out and eat them, man.
No, there was a thing, like, you know, like, we went down the track. We raced off the trail with Fonzo, with Ric Flair. And
right.
Like, we went down the track, but we already locked in a race with Jungle Racing, and I was going to give him the back tire, and we was going to run Billy Mays. Back tire wrecked. I was like, man, ain't no way we can stop that motherfucker.
Well, Jungle ain't going to race no way.
We locked in a race until I wrecked. So, you know, we was like, man,
well,
I can't.
That 1,000 they got, it looked decent going out of
the
track. It did a lot of spinning.
Yeah, I mean, we had locked in the race, the money and everything, but, you know, when I thought Rick was like, man, we can't, you know.
Like, I didn't even know you had went down until I came out after this. You were
house the motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't nobody's fault. I hit the bad spot,
and
then after I hit the bad spot, everybody else
seen
that was bad spot, so they
started
walking.
You want to be cussing, cuz. You want to kick some out of ass. They been getting on your damn nerves, and you want to wreck up the finish line.
Man, we weren't even thinking about that.
Oh, CC. CC, you hear that?
There you go. What?
Damn it. I couldn't even fuck with the faggot.
Say what? I'm here.
I just nagged us, man. You ain't like that?
You just did what?
But I nagged my own son. I thought he was trying to be you.
Oh, no, man. I'm going to just tell y'all this right here, man. I went over there, and I got
I
me
went
a
over
raise.
There.
I battled all day, and I got me a raise. That girl was on a high horse.
Man, now we ain't talking
no
damn girl.
Oh,
we're talking about a superstar.
He
been a real man. And then he come back to race another real man. That's what we talking about.
After what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, we felt real good about what we did. We felt real good.
That boy crazy, man.
The only thing we wish it was black history.
That boy crazy, man.
Goddamn old boy been talking shit to me on there. Jay. I ain't getting my black ass in Missouri for nothing.
Now let me tell y'all something serious now. If that dude would have came to the track and said what he said on the internet, be real about what would have happened now. Be real about what would have happened. He won't come down here and stop right here and do that.
What are you
don't
talking about?
Hey man, chapter 13, verse 21.
A lot of people take their racist shit and take it to a whole nother level.
That's what I'm talking about.
The racist shit don't even bother me no more, dog. I've been all over the fucking world, and a white man will get on the radio and call you a nigger that's clicking you to black your damn eye. What the fuck you gonna do? Get mad at somebody you don't know?
No, but I'm saying he talking about that. Oh, this every day for him.
Go to the track and say it. Listen, hold on, guys. Let me talk to John Paul for a second.
Okay.
Cause John Paul, here's the problem that I got with what you just now said.
Yeah.
You come on here every week and pretend to be.
Here's what I'm finna say. Because you get on here every week and you come on here and talk that old same stuff.
This is Buck, Mississippi white boy. You boys. That man ain't gonna come on here and say that. So what you trying to portray him as to be?
You know what? But you know
Thank
what?
You.
I don't never go out of my.
It's no difference, but it don't matter. You're still introducing it. So what I'm saying is, how can you get mad with something that you are doing?
I don't get mad with it. I said just say what he said at the track. I will go to the track.
But I'm just saying, the thing of it is, don't you do it and then get mad when somebody else say something back to you.
You do it every week. I don't get mad at it. He can say whatever he wants to. That's all I got to do. I ain't got to talk to him.
But I'm saying, but you're trying to say if he said at the track, like somebody else gonna take it up because he said it. But what's the difference? What's the difference between us taking it up when you come on in with it?
I can tell by the way you talk that they can tell that to you any day.
So, well, hey, hey, if that's what
all
you feel, what I'm saying to you,
and all I'm worried about is Duff gonna get to get in the CC ass. What the hell we got to do? We want that motherfucker any kind of way we need to get him. Fuck who, see you what way. Because everybody knows he's a goddamn man, a real man. And jokes is a joke, and everybody have fun. But all I'm trying to do is tell Cuts to cut the fat clothes ass up. What you going to do for the fat clothes?
With what?
Told you. We'll let you ride Roger 14. Or
no, man, we won't. We won't.
Roger 1000.
We won't.
And let win, nigga, win.
All you got to do, y'all the one ain't ready.
Somebody, yeah. Is you crazy?
How are you gonna talk about anybody ready?
Ain't nothing wrong with our bike.
I tell you what.
Ain't nothing wrong with Cook.
I tell you what.
Tell me what. Tell me what.
Tell me what, Jerry. Y'all want to do it? Y'all want to do it at the Eddie race?
What race?
He's not going to race for one time. You know that.
Now, see, I'm already asking.
Hey, Doug.
Now,
no,
you already
no,
said
no,
it.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Is they going
there? No, I got it. What you say, John Paul?
I said, do you want to do it after me, Jared and Eddie run?
Why not?
Do it now?
Why not?
That I'm asking you.
I said, why not? Why can't we?
We can do it. I mean, that's
up to
y'all,
because
we can do it.
We can do it before.
Hey, when is that race?
October 11th.
Shit,
we can
October
do it before
11th.
The race. What we got
waiting
on? What we
got waiting
on Eddie for?
Man, look, we already got money locked. We can go out there and run you and then lose that.
Okay.
I tell you what,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why can't we do it again in 2 weeks?
Well, right now, we're talking to the one that we're going to race. That's all we want to talk to.
I'm just saying, we can do it again in 2 weeks. We don't got to wait. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I see you just asked us.
Doug, real talk, dog. I'm telling you. I'm trying to get past this little hand club shit and that little money down there.
I'm going to slick
Ernie Brown. And slide out of that bitch. I don't care about what they say.
He ain't
gonna run no shit. What they talking about? I don't give a fuck. We gonna go race. What you gonna do, man? Hey, y'all, we talking about the regular shit. We gonna ride up this line and beat the shit out of y'all, come on.
Yeah, but John Paul, like I was saying, though, we don't have to wait. We can do it before then. But
no, we got to do it then.
No, that's what I was about to say, but I know you ain't going to do it, so, you know, why are we even still having this conversation? Just
Are you coming to season?
You know
you
why you haven't come to season? It's just like you come to the 910 board. It's whatever the lady came up with. I'm sick of that shit. I'm sick of everybody saying we going to do the hell they want to do. Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all. Tell him again, Alex. Alex, tell him again.
I'm not going back to the track unless I got EB. And I'm going to park that bitch across the damn track. Ain't nobody going to that motherfucker kick my ass and tell me to get the hell out of the way. Fuck that.
Well, you're
going to
be just like that bump that was down at the track the other week, then.
Oh, hey, I ain't worried about it. What I seen with CC and popcorn, I actually picked up a piece of it. That cheddar popcorn pretty good. I said, nice old gasoline Satan popcorn. You know.
That's wrong, man. That's
and
wrong.
Then I picked up a piece of extra strength when he was trying to make power popcorn. It tastes even better.
Okay, Alex, let me ask you something. What's going to happen with Eddie Kane and Jerry?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen with Eddie Kane?
I don't know.
Come on, now. You got a favorite.
Fuck
Hold on.
No, I don't.
Hold on.
Hey,
hold on.
I'm gonna tell you what I got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna pick up a piece of Eddie Kane popcorn. I'm gonna eat that, but that popcorn right there gonna win.
But what do we have to do with Eddie?
Eddie brought
him
in.
That's right. Y'all raised.
But
well,
you said you ain't gonna run.
Let me tell y'all, if he told y'all that, you ain't seen him out talking shit. What that mean? Man, it don't worry about it. I don't worry about that. Hey, you need to. No, I don't. He's ready. But it ain't my business to worry about that. Real Eddie got his own man, his own shop.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm been with Eddie, but why not try us?
Let me ask y'all something, John Paul.
And so we can see if we can eat some goddamn pepperoni pizza. Because
if y'all run
Eddie
Kane,
got all them tight ass clothes on.
If somebody else run on y'all that night, will y'all run again?
If that bike, ain't nothing wrong with the bike.
If somebody
drunk
on y'all, will y'all run?
We gonna
nope.
run.
Okay.
I'm just saying this like this now. Everybody that really know Jared know that Jared will run. We'll run that bike until it won't go. Now we ain't gonna just intentionally tear it up. The reason we ain't been doing no more than that is every time.
Everybody know Jared, but they didn't know your pocket.
Captain.
I need to have them corn planted, nigga. You real? I'm fucked up, man. You can't always. Fuck it. I'm alone.
Can't do nothing
but real, for real. I love to race. I don't care. I love to race. That's what I do. And I'm just talking shit or whatever. I'm trying to run something now. But we try to put BM on Jared because he talks shit about that motherfucker. And the owner of BM wants his ass. So, Susie, what we going to do, man?
Susie,
a couple cuts.
We had another call on, but I see they don't. Let's see. Put a one ahead the line, man. Press one again where we can cue you in. Let's see. Let's see. 6775, man. Your line is open.
Yo.
Hey,
hello.
What's going on?
Damn. Nothing much. What's happening?
Oh, not too much.
Man, what's going on with these races and all this other stuff they had going on this weekend I missed?
A whole lot of races.
Yeah. Well, me and Chris come up with something for the end of the year. We're gonna see. We're gonna let their nuts hang. All these so-called bad ass races. So we gonna. Huh? Alice, I know you coming.
Goddamn, take a ass whoop. But
hey,
Cody,
all right?
I don't know what you're going to do. You got the maple syrup.
Maple syrup?
You might have to pour it on Miss. You might have to pour it on Miss Butterworth.
I don't eat pancakes no more. But yeah, we gonna come up with something for the end of the year, since everybody ain't got but a couple little races that went out. We gonna see who gonna show up and who gonna race, or who gonna sit here and punch on these computers and see who gonna let their nuts hang. That's all we gonna say. And we gonna inform y'all here in the next week or two when we gonna do something and what we gonna do it in. Everybody will have enough time. I mean, there won't be no salt pouring on the race. Like all these people pouring salt on each other race. We ain't trying to pour. We want to see a race. All that old salt pouring shit, that's cutting all the racing out. You understand? Four, five races. You splitting all the people up that's going to race, which I think a bunch of bullshit. But you know what I'm saying? That's why I say I'm going to make sure all the racing is over with. So when somebody do some shit,
Then a motherfucker better say that's some weak ass shit that they doing. Whack ass
okay.
shit. That's
oh,
how we gonna do it. So it won't be
the first November.
No, we're gonna make sure everybody finish. We're gonna make sure everybody finish.
But you didn't get close to Christmas, man.
Huh?
But look, you didn't get close to Christmas. But look, make that motherfucker in Georgia somewhere where.
We're gonna make it somewhere neutral, and it's gonna be a racetrack. Wherever you throw something at, it's gonna take it, I promise you. It ain't gonna be no one lane to racetrack. It's gonna be a racetrack I know what's gonna hold. Whatever you throw at it, I promise you.
It's gonna happen, Mike.
We gonna
work. So you think you gonna run CC again, right? That was you
out. I don't know. I put my $500 up. Ain't no telling who I'm gonna go call out. I might go call my brother out.
No, when we
I want a race. When I show up, I want a race. And when you go there and you ask the man, look, I want to run you. He sit there and give you a story. You automatically lose $500. He pack his shit up and go home.
I'm gonna bring
my little short bike back out here real soon. It'll be that mall for about 7 years.
Mike,
once y'all get there, jumping in Guinness.
If you know like I know, you'll pull that bitch back as long as you want to and put some gas on it and run the hand clutch.
No, that's a motorbike. I think I can handle some of them nitrous bikes with it. It ain't but 58 inches long.
We got a nice old 14 we bought. We can't find no more passes.
Oh, yeah?
You must ain't hit one question.
Yeah.
Oh, they not listening to you, so you must not be hitting more.
We hear y'all talk. Y'all don't hear one.
We hit
them. Put it in Gimmel.
Hey,
Alex, Duff, all right?
Hitting on somebody, that's like the worst disrespectful thing you can do. You asking for somebody to whoop your ass in.
How many times I'm going to have to tell you, I will run whoever, wherever, whenever, whatever time, off the trailer, in the trailer, over the trailer.
Why y'all can't get this jumped off in Louisiana, Gillum? This race Michael talks about.
No, it's too quick right now. We gonna do it somewhere where we gonna make sure ain't nobody gonna pull no salt. That's what we gonna do. Ain't gonna be no salt pouring on this. We gonna make sure everybody gonna show up with a grudge bike. You gonna race. It won't be no salt pouring on this. If you don't show up, that means you ain't a true racer. You send your money in.
But you know, anytime after September and October, you got to be somewhere down towards Florida.
Don't worry, it's gonna be nice and warm and sunny. I promise you that.
My sweet ass buddy won't be there.
I ain't saying nothing. I'm just telling you, if they real racers, they gonna send Chris the money. They lock in fee. And when they show up, I mean, once they send that lock in fee,
We like we said, it's a minimum of $2,000. You bet $1,500 to $500 goes into that. That ain't a lot of money. You get four, five dudes betting $400-$500. That ain't no money. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
we,
why I said
about that
money.
Like I'm saying though, we need to come up with something not gonna be because we coming.
We're going to come up with a method where it's going to be fan for everybody that's there. It's going to be a fan method. Or you're going to get, when you get ready to call out, everybody's going to get together. We're going to stand together in a big old circle. I got a lot of respect, super respect for Mike, but I love the race.
And if a motherfucker's sitting on a bike and my son on another bike, I'm rolling. We going to get that. We going to be this shit. I don't give a damn who it is. I wish we can get your little gay ass in line. Tucker, can we please get your little sugar-coated ass in the line? What we got to do? Do I got to dye my hair blonde?
I ain't going to do it.
You know I'm black as a
motherfucker. I ain't going to do it.
That wouldn't be... That wouldn't be good for me.
That goddamn Alex, my motherfucking boy.
Alex, hey, my motherfucking boy. What we gotta do, CZ? What we gotta do? Do I need to dye my hair blonde? Fuck it, I'll do it. I don't want to, though. I promise you, I don't want to.
Man, cousin good as dog, man. He
you know what I mean?
Fall,
I
man.
Want to run.
Hey,
he got on the phone. Cubs got on the phone.
Yeah, he,
oh, boy,
he got on the phone.
He said somebody's going to have him in the race.
No, you're not. You got your ears.
Any man that go down there and beat the hell out of the women and brag about it.
Damn.
Who does that?
Damn it, man.
Damn it, boy.
Hold on, guys. We got another caller here, man. 8859. Your line is open.
They must be asleep already.
8859, your line is open.
You might start telling them people the last four numbers of their telephone number, because some of these people just be pressing one and don't even know when you be telling them their last four numbers
of their
phone.
They already know what they do.
Now,
hey,
I don't think so. She may be on the online.
She told us on Facebook with call out, and
My boy Slick said he will run that depot fight. He just want to know where and when.
She had two places on there, the 27 and on the
11.
But I know
that
there will.
What the hell going on?
I know we ain't going overseas.
Y'all going in here doing some crazy old shit. Y'all outside and shit.
Done.
You know, y'all played outside. Y'all feeding the birds. Get out here. Hey,
but for real,
Who won Real Smith then? Everybody act like that damn flag gonna be a BMP too.
The hell is
this?
We trying to choke somebody ass out there.
Ain't nothing yet.
Hey,
Ellison got a message. Ellison just got a message saying, she said, whatever you want to do with it.
Who?
She said VMP off of Dallas.
No,
I'm doing good.
Hey, Chris. Who the hell is she? Bloodline.
Do
I tell her we're gonna be at VMP.
Okay.
What the hell are we waiting for?
We're not talking about y'all. We're talking about a guy and our group.
I've been trying to call. We are ahead as hell. We gonna race. And right there. Shit, shitting me. Hey, look, we're going to be there. And Bud Light Lime and been on the inventory. And we didn't get that mother put on the shelf yet. That damn mother on the field just laying around in the floor. We better put this motherfucker on the shelf. Yeah.
You
know
what?
Explain
that. You'll be sorry you said that.
Wow. Who just said that to wonder what they say? There you go.
Find me later if you're lucky.
Mm. That's crazy.
Hey, what did they say, Chris?
They say Slick is down.
Slick down?
Yeah, Slick is down.
Okay. What that mean?
Must be a biker town, I guess.
I told they coming. Come bring their ass on. They got a race. They overlooking the bike. They both ran from the damn first place.
The hell is all that noise?
Oh, somebody in the background, like in a grocery store or something.
Oh.
It's on the board? Alright.
Alright. Well, I'm out, y'all. Enjoy y'all, Bill. All
right, Alex.
Look, get your little ass in my goddamn way. Get out of the way. You little bitch.
Road rage. Greg Moe.
Man, this upright hated my mouth. This bitch just jumped out in front of me and slammed on brakes.
Oh, you ain't hit nobody, have
you? Yeah, no.
You should have told her my fault.
Okay.
The Greg Monk.
I got a big-ass, loud-ass train horn on here. That's just to get out my way.
I heard that. Yeah, you hear that horn. If you hear that, man, that's a sign of somebody getting ready to come up in the back of you.
Well, my truck got so many lights on the front of it, you can't do nothing but see it. So the truck is lit up, and the bitch just jumped over in front of me and hit on brakes for no reason. She was in the right lane.
She wants you to hit her, man.
Well, all I think I can tell that bitch is a dog. I knock her ass on a ditch and keep riding.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Let's see here. Mm-hmm. Man, so when is the next race coming up soon? I mean, like this week or next week sometime. Anything?
Texas Grudge Fest.
Yeah, I know that Texas Grudge Fest. I'm talking about over in Alabama or whatever, something.
I know our own track will have some, but
oh,
you know,
okay.
That track was a iffy.
Okay.
Like I said, I know the next thing that I was looking forward to is going up at a Piedmont. I love Piedmont track.
Okay.
And it'll be real nice if everybody can get out of a track that's going to hook and put
right.
down the power they need to put down and do the same thing like we just did in Alabama. Ain't got to be no big money runs. Everybody
yeah,
can get together and have a
whole
call.
Huh?
Right.
You put them bitches, you gotta slam them out. Where you going around there?
Oh. It's gonna be. All right. Well, guys, I guess that's gonna be about it for us, man. I mean, it seems like we've got everything that needs to be out in the open, so kind of give you a lot to sleep. But, Tony, I may call you later on, man. Check on you if you're gonna be driving all night.
Yeah, I got an all night flight, Chris. You can hit me up.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell y'all be good.
All right, guys. Well, yeah, we try to catch back up next week. If any late breaking stuff needs to happen, we'll probably call a special report show or whatever, but we'll communicate the word out to everybody if that's the case. That being said, we hope you have a safe weekend, and I'm going to try to squeeze some racing in or whatever. Hopefully come back on here next week and talk about it. But in the meantime, you guys, you have a good night, man.
What's up, bro?
All right, guys.
Okay.